Next question.
Question I have is for Daniel. Have you read the chemical physics paper that was published on the nanothermite?
Which paper are you referring to?
The one that was published in the Open Journal of Chemical Physics for the nanothermite.
I have not read that one.
I think that is really sad. You come here and you're a physicist. You've not read the paper. Let me tell you what the paper says. The paper shows nanothermite, it looks at it morphologically with scanning electron microscopy and compares it directly to morphological samples gotten from the military. Exact SIMS that compare directly. Not only do the SIMS document comparison and exact morphology, they also use XPS. Are you familiar with XPS?
I am not a chemist, so I am not familiar with that sort of thing.
Okay, so XPS is a chemical analytical quantitative technique that shows exact concentrations of the nanothermite obtained from the military and the nanothermite that was sampled at the sites, multiple sites around New York City, pre-demolition. So maybe if you as a scientist would look at that data, that is the data that convinced me 100% something was planted in the buildings, because you don't have consistency in morphology and chemical analysis.
Excuse me, can you explain to me the part about pre-demolition?
Before the demolition started, these samples were collected across New York City because stuff had blown and at the site of the buildings and also off-site. So these were samples collected across the city from dust particles.
So you mean after the buildings had collapsed, but before the cleanup?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, look, I mean, the reason that I did this debate is I'm one of the few people who goes to Brave New Books and doesn't believe in this kind of stuff, right? It's not like I read all of this kind of thing all the time. I've been reading lots and lots of papers and, you know, everything I could get my hands on for the last few weeks. And, you know, but there's still no way that I could possibly read everything that's been published on this topic. So, you know, it's just inevitable that I would not know about certain things. Well, I mean, sure, but that still doesn't address my main point, which is that any conspiracy theory is going to have enormous holes in it that are much bigger than the theory of a natural crash. And the fact that the samples matched in certain ways to a sample of nanothermite from the government, that doesn't prove that it couldn't have been something else. Maybe there are many, many things that look just like that. I don't know. But
it's
as
not,
I'm saying,
that it's
that
not
that's,
the case, because it has to, nano is prepared in a lab. There's nothing really that does this.
Well, so
you, as a scientist, and you made the statement of why haven't these engineers published this data? They have. So I would recommend you not make the false statements that engineers and scientists have not published the data. It has been published, and I recommend you go read it.
Now, so
what is your background?
My background, I have a PhD in physical chemistry from University of Texas at Austin, and I was in the semiconductor industry, and it has, these are techniques that we use to go prove root causes. So this was a really strong root cause analysis. I recommend you go look at it as a physicist.
All right, thank you. I'll take a look.
Thank you.